Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. I am Sans, a co-host today, so it's all me solo. But that's all right. Hope you all had a great weekend this last weekend. Yeah, I kind of just did the same thing, hung out and cool, had a great Father's Day. That was nice. My daughter came over and everything, brought me a hamburger and all that stuff. I wasn't one of those people that wanted to hit any of the places on Father's Day and get out and check out any of the restaurants or anything, because I figured they was pretty well packed. Plus, you can't watch NASCAR like that anyway, so I got to sit around and watch the NASCAR going on, and that was just in hog heaven once again because they rained out the truck races, so I got to see a doubleheader on Sunday, so that was a perfect Father's Day for this old boy, and then hanging with my grandson, so that was about it for me, and so you know what, we got a guest in the house though here now, we got the Oregon South Coast fisherman, Leonard Krug is in the house again with us to give us the fishing report. How you doing, Leonard?
I am doing well, Bruce, thank you. All I can say is wind, wind, and wind.
Oh
there's,
yeah.
There's a gale warning out there right now, as you can see, the ocean's pretty unsettled, but when you can get out, fishing is just excellent for especially bottom fish. The ling cod are back on the bite again. They're on fire, so that's pretty exciting.
Oh, very good.
Everybody's getting pretty easy limits of ling cod and the other assorted bottom fish when they go, and it's getting exciting. Finally, the first Chinook salmon hit the cleaning table just this last week. I'm not sure if it was the very first one, but I think it may have been. I saw Gary bring one in, and just a beauty. But he was out in 300 and some feet of water to catch that fish. Yeah. However, it was only 30 feet deep. And, of course, you probably saw the newspaper. Andy Martin had a picture of one in there that they captured. So it's begun.
It's, okay. It's here, huh?
It's heating up down south, okay. And they're on their way. It's still a little early, but they're coming. So far, the halibut haven't cooperated yet. There's still one to be, as far as I know. There's not been any brought to the Brookings cleaning station yet. But looking forward to that. It's tough to get out there and get after them when the wind is like it's been. So we're looking forward to smooth seas. Next Saturday, the coho season opens. Marked coho, that is. So that's exciting. Reports are that there are lots of coho out there right now. Record amounts of them. So that'll be fun. That'll be a good fishery for a lot of folks.
Good deal.
And perch fishing. Perch fishing is off the hook. Right now is prime time to go, and maybe with the ocean as rough as it is out there for boating, it might be a good idea if you're jonesing to go fishing to just run down to the beach and catch a few perch.
I've seen a guy doing that the other day. As a matter of fact, caught somebody out there doing it. So
that's a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah. Yep.
Speaking of perch fishing, I should bring up the upcoming meeting on Wednesday for the Oregon South Coast fishermen. The theme is going to be surf perching.
Okay.
And we're going to have featured presenter Michael McGann come down and give us like a 20-minute seminar on everything you wanted to know about perch, but we're afraid to ask.
That's right.
Anyway, he's a cool young man who has, I think he actually has gills. That guy likes to fish for anything with fins on it. And he's been catching fish since he was old enough to wade in a creek growing up by his home and catching minnows in it.
There you go.
With a paper cup. So he's one of those kind of guys. But great guy, good presenter, and he comes from a commercial fishing family. And in fact, his passion led him here to Brookings, where he now is currently employed by Brookings Fishing Charters. And because he's really good at dealing with people and showing them how to have a good time out on the water.
And what time is that meeting now?
It's Wednesday, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. It's just an hour. It goes by pretty quickly. It's at the Chetco Community Library.
Okay, very good, very good.
So we'll see you there.
Hey, there you go.
And, you know, one other thing I'd like to bring up is on July 4th, speaking of the Oregon South Coast fishermen, on July 4th from noon until 6 p.m., the Oregon South Coast fishermen will be cooking up a traditional Independence Day favorite. That's the Santa Maria Prime Tri-Tip Sandwiches on the traditional red oak barbecue, which is what gives the choice marinated cuts of tri-tip a flavor that is unique to the San Luis Obispo, Santa Clara area. This is what really put tri-tip on the map. I understand before it became such a big thing, tri-tip, you could buy that for right at $1 a pound.
And the Santa Maria, some serious stuff there, huh?
Oh, it's good.
Okay.
We have a man that knows what he's doing and how to do it, so looking forward to that. You know, advance tickets are $10 each and $12 the day of, so get them in advance. You may purchase tickets from Barbara at the Visitor Center down at the port or right across the street at David Allen State Farm Insurance. Just ask Christy at the front desk when you walk in the door. She'll fix you up. And if you're at the marina, Howard and Cindy at the Sport Haven Restaurant always have Santa Maria tri-tip tickets for sale.
All right.
So we'll see you down on the kite field for a little music, maybe a cold one, and watch those 5K runners come in to have a cold one and a tri-tip.
There you go. All right. Good deal. They probably want one after all that running. So, hey. And is that it, Leonard? That's all you got for us?
Oh, that's probably enough.
Okay,
that's probably enough
good.
For,
right,
for people to digest at one time. But,
all right.
Thank
well, always
you.
Always a pleasure having
always
you
always a lot going on.
That's good. Hey, well, thank you, Leonard, from Oregon South Coast Fishermen coming on board again. And, hey, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Very good. We'll see you then.
Thank you much.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right. Always good to have a member of the Oregon South Coast Fishermen on telling us what the heck is going on out there in the ocean. And now we're going to get on with the music schedule here at the 101 Bar and Grill. On Monday, they got steak served all day and night. On Tuesday, they got Taco Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. or till supplies last. And they also have karaoke with Scott Perry from 8 till closing. Wednesday, it's karaoke with Scott, 8 till closing. Thursday, it's enchilada special and open mic with Scott. And then Friday, DJ drink specials. Saturday, a DJ. And Sunday, they got open at 11 with karaoke with Scott Perry at 8 till midnight. And at Latitude 42 Sports Bar and Grill, happy hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m. Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday, dine-in only until 8. Wednesday, it's Hump Day with Wings, dine-in only until 8. Thursday, it's karaoke from 9 to midnight. Friday, it's lion dancing from 6 to 8, and then karaoke from 9 to midnight. Saturday, it's bucket of beer specials. Sunday, it's NASCAR Loaded Bloody Marys from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. On the 22nd, they got a DJ coming up. And on the 29th, they have the band Pandora. Let's see, at Anateca down there in beautiful CC by the Sea, we got Trivia Thursdays going on from 6 to 8. And then on the 21st, they got the Mighty Steelheads coming to play. At Port of Pines Brewing, they've got, on the 21st, Tequilma at 8 p.m. On the 22nd, Woody and Sunshine at 8:30. 28th, the Coast Countrymen at 8:30. And on the 29th, Cut It Like the Kings at 8:30 p.m. In the Vista Pub, we got Jazz on Thursday. And remember, all music starts at 7. We're featuring Tony Land on the 21st. And on the 28th, they got David Rogers. And then if you're up in the Grants Pass area, at the Laughing Clam on the 21st, they got Jen Ambrose and the Fantastics at 7. On the 28th, they got Broadway Phil and the Shouters at 7. And on the 29th, they got Allison Scott and Victor Martin at 6 p.m. And the Checo Brewing Company got something going on here. On Wednesdays, they got the Hoppy Hour from 5 to 7. On the 18th, they got Tuesday Trivia at 6 o'clock. Let's see, on the 20th, they got Thursday is Lon Goddard. On the 21st, they got Spence Brothers Band and Brew Night. On the 27th, they got Lon Goddard at 6. And let's see, on the 29th, they've got Rap Brush at 5:30. And then at Sport Haven Marina Bar and Grill, I want to give condolences to the family of Keith Jones. I saw a thing on Facebook today that he had passed away, and he has been just recently doing some music out there and everything. So, yeah, I just want to make sure to say that there, and I will check on Sport Haven and see what music they've got going on in the future. And then Rap Brush individual schedule on Tuesday, it's Kuntai at 6, and on the 29th, it's Checo Brewing. And then Lon Goddard's individual schedule, he's Wednesdays at the Kuntai from 6 to 8. On the 20th, he's at the Brian Scott Gallery Brown Bag Lunch from 11:30 to 1:30. And on the 28th, he's at the Kuntai. And then the Italian guys do over the year, Colley and Capitano. On Monday, they're at the Kuntai from 6:30 to 8:30. Thursday nights, Frankie's doing a solo at the Kuntai at 6:30. On the 21st, he's at the Vista Pub at 6. On the 22nd and 28th, they'll be at Tortuga Mexican Restaurant at Turtle Rock RV and Resort. That's up there in the Gold Beach area. And then on the 29th, they'll be at Kuntai. And then Connie Houston, one note short, is on Friday. She's at the Coontai from 6 to 8. And then on the 26th, she will also be at the Coontai. Chris and Wendy, they're Sundays at the Coontai. Got a little music going on at the Coontai. And then Matt and Teal play 25 heartbreak songs. They are out the 22nd. They'll be at the Coontai from 6 to 8. And on the 29th, they'll be at the Brookings Elks Lodge from 6 to 8. At the Backstreet Bar, they've got Left, Right, Center game going on Saturday nights at 6:30. And then at the Oxenfree, they got on the 21st, The Departures. And on the 28th, Elena Leona. Those are 9 p.m. Okay, well, that's a bit of the music there. And if you want to get your music schedule on the Insider Report or in the Insider of Southern Oregon, just email me at CaptainCurry541@gmail.com. Yeah, that's right, the full spelling, CaptainCurry541. All right, hey, before we get on with the Insider Report, all the meat and potatoes here, we'd like to thank Lee Tooley at Town & Country Realty and the Oregon South Coast Fishermen for sponsoring the Insider Report. And there you go. If you'd like your show or your business to sponsor a show, all you have to do is get online at kciw.org and let your fingers do the walking, and your show will be, or your business will be announced on one of the great shows we have out there. That's right. I'll get it out in a minute. It's Monday, and I'm by myself. Okay. Hey, the Chetco Playhouse at 1240 Chetco Avenue is presenting Oliver. This has been playing from June 7th. It'll be going until the 23rd. On Friday and Saturday, the shows are at 7:30 p.m., and on Sunday, they have a 2 p.m. matinee. The streets of Victorian England come to life as Oliver, a malnourished orphan in a workhouse, becomes the neglected apprentice of an undertaker. Oliver escapes to London and finds acceptance amongst a group of petty thieves and pickpockets led by the elderly Fagin. Okay, the tickets are $15 for adults, $7 for students, and will be available at Wright's Custom Framing, New Wave Video, and of course, admission at the door. Oliver is sponsored by David Meisner and Betty Sue Reed, the Curry County Cultural Coalition, and is directed by Mike Moran and Susan Brickley. That's right. Gypsy's June schedule here. They got on June 28th, coming up at 6:30, Mindful Meditation with Rosa Redtail. There's a group discussion following the 15-minute meditation. June 29th, they got 10 a.m. to 12 in this introductory nutrition class with Jennifer Schmidt. You will learn how to optimize your nutrition while still eating a real delicious food. Hey, there is a fee for this class. For info and to sign up, you call 541-513-1882 or email kidsstubs.ks@gmail.com. Okay. Hey, now it's time for funny stuff with Cousin Bruce. That's right. I got some funny quotes from George Carlin. I featured him a few months back, and that was pretty good. I got a couple more from him. Those who dance are considered insane by those who don't hear the music. Some people see the glass half full. Others see it half empty. I see a glass that's twice as big as it needs to be. And just because you got that monkey off your back, hey, doesn't mean the circus left town. And hey, you hate your job? Then why don't you say so? They have a support group for that. It's called Everybody, and they meet at the bar. All right. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the funny stuff from famous people. Until next week, keep smiling. All right. Very cool. Hey, and the Curry Public Library has a few June events still going on. This is at 94341 3rd Street in Gold Beach. Pokemon and the Magic Gathering. This is happening June 14th through August 9th, Fridays. Pokemon at 10 a.m., Magic the Gathering at 1 p.m. The summer is back, and that means the library's summer card games are starting again. If you don't know how to play, they are always willing to teach new players, free and open to youth under the age of 18. And then they have Lego Playtime going on from June 17th through August 5th. This is every Monday, 1 p.m. Children are welcome to come to the kids' room for open play and creation time with Legos. Oh, boy. All right. And then Tallawa Dune Stewards present the Tansy Games. This is happening on June 22nd through July 22nd, noon to 3 p.m. Tis the season to remove tansy from your property, so why not make it fun? Join the Tansy Games and win prizes for the most tansy pulled. You can enter as a team or an individual. For more information, you can visit www.recycledelnort.ca.gov. All right, there you go. The Tansy Games. Never heard of that stuff, but hey, apparently it's invading the yards in Crescent City. Hey, at Ambiance by the Sea, they got a June schedule going on here at 5:30 Hemlock in Brookings. The classes are from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. On the 23rd, they got Michelle Youngblood will be teaching Gypsy Chic and the Art with Heart, painting wine glasses, coasters, canvas angels, and more. To sign up, call 805 341 9777. And then on the 26th, Shell Griffin is doing high tide kelp design, creating baskets and more with kelp. To sign up that class, you call 707-954-0193. And on the 20th, they got Karen Clark, learn to create, pour, and melt soaps, bath salts, and spa treatments. To sign up, you call 541-412-0909. That's at Ambiance by the Sea. All right, so now it's a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce. Right. Good day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that the people of Strasbourg had the longest unplanned dance marathon on record? It's true, and here's the story. In July 1518, residents of the city Strasbourg, Alsace, a part of the Roman Empire, were struck by a sudden and seemingly uncontrollable urge to dance. The hysteria kicked off when a woman known as Frau Troffe stepped into the street and began to silently twist, twirl, and shake. She kept up her solo dance-a-thon for nearly a week, and before long, some three dozen other Strasbourg citizens had joined in. By August, the dancing epidemic had claimed as many as 400 victims. With no other explanation for the phenomenon, local physicians blamed it on hot blood and suggested that the afflicted simply gyrate the fever away. A stage was constructed, and professional dancers were brought in. The town even hired a band to provide backing music. But it wasn't long before the marathon started to take its toll. Many dancers collapsed from sheer exhaustion. Some even died from strokes and heart attacks. The strange episode didn't end until September, when the dancers were whisked away to a mountaintop shrine to pray for absolution. According to historian John Waller, the explanation most likely concerns Saint Vitus, a Catholic saint who pious 16th century Europeans believed had the power to curse people with the dancing plague. When combined with the horrors of the disease and famine, both of which were tearing down through Strasbourg in 1518, the Saint Vitus superstition may have triggered a stress-induced hysteria that took hold of much of the city. Other theories have suggested the dancers were members of a religious cult, or even they accidentally ingested ergo, a toxic mold that grows on damp rye and produces spasms and hallucinations. Well, all the bushwhacker can say is, these people certainly took the saying, dance till you drop, to a whole new level. I hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Oh, yeah. Little dance fever going on there. Woo-hoo! Fun stuff. Believe me, looking for all this information is a blast, too. I mean, you read some crazy stories in there, and some you can't put on the air, but they're pretty crazy. Hey, we got the Seed to Supper going on, a special opportunity for veterans and all community members, a beginner's guide to low-cost vegetable gardening. This is happening June 22nd, 29th, and July 13th, 20th, 27th. Saturdays from 10 to noon. This is at the Living Waters Church at 1136 Fifield Street in Brookings, Oregon. Snacks and coffee and weekly garden giveaways. For more info, you can go to rtunerschs@orcacca.com. There you go. The Pistol River Wave Bash is going on June 15th through June 24th. The IWT Pistol River Wave Bash is back for the 10th anniversary in 2019. They're ready to run the contest at the Rock in the Pistol River State Park, or if conditions warrant, in front of the Beachcomber in Gold Beach. The call will be announced at each morning's skipper's meeting at the end of the Beachcomber. The Pistol River Contest area is accessed from the gravel parking area just off of Highway 101. They park and walk the gear down to the beach through the coastal vegetation and set up at the Rock in the middle of the open sandy beach. It's about 10 minutes south of Gold Beach. For more info, you can go to www.internationalwindsurfingtour.com. Yeah, and you just heading up to Gold Beach, you'll see them on the side there, believe me. See them all the time. All right. Hey, and June events at the Grange in Harbor, what they got coming up is on the 21st. They got a concert with Castletown from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. On the 23rd, they got a ballroom class featuring tango lesson at 2 p.m. and then a dance party from 3 to 5. Okay. And for info, you can call 916-214-6398. They have suggested donation price of $5 for the events at the Grange. There you go. And the movie night at Azalea Park, a benefit for Brookings Harbor Community Theater. This is coming up on the 22nd at 6:30 p.m. Taylor sausage hot dog meals, and other snacks available for purchase. This is starting at 6:30 p.m. The movie is The Sandlot, and we'll be starting at dusk. Movie price is by donation. And remember, all children must be accompanied by an adult. Okay. And Stage Lights Musical Arts Community is presenting a Summer Solstice Celebration. Coming up June 21st at 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. This is going to be at the Chetco Community Grange Hall, 97897 Shopping Center Avenue. It'll be 15 at the door. Tickets are available at Wright's Custom Framing in Brookings and at Del Norte Office Supply in Crescent City. They have a schedule of artists featuring Chasing Ebenezer, Portland-based folk rock group, Dr. B and All That Jazz. This is with Rodney Brim, and it's featuring jazz, swing, and classic pop rock. Castletown, which is an AmeriCeltic band from Portland. Beer and Wine by Misty Mountain Brewing. Hot Dogs and Tri-Tip Sandwiches by BJ's Beach Dogs. And more. This show is part of the Stage Lights Wild River Concert Series fundraiser for the Music Education Program. They are a 501(c) nonprofit organization. For more information about Stage Lights, you can visit them at stagelights.us. No comma or anything at the bottom of that. Oh, okay. There you go. I calls them as I read them. Hey, Veterans Hall at 310 H Street in Crescent City, California is presenting the Del Norte County Champions for Change Summit. This is coming up on June 22nd from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Champions for Change Summit is to educate participants in the areas of nutrition, physical activity, and wellness and healthy lifestyle. Support low-income SNAP eligible, improve their health and well-being, and provide them with inspiration, motivation, and education to make positive, healthy changes that add up to a big, healthy victory. Champions for Change Summit offers keynote presentation and workshops with Scott Q. Marcus. Gold Beach Brew and Art Festival, that's right, it's coming up. It's at the Event Center on the beach in Gold Beach, coming up on June 22nd from noon to 9 p.m. Be live music, local art, wine, food, artisan crafts, and craft beers on tap. For info, you can go to www.goldbeachbrewfest.org, or you can just pick up a copy of The Insider of Southern Oregon, and it's on the cover. That's right. Okay, hey, the Concerts in the Park are presenting, oh, this is going to be a good one. Oh, they're all good, but a Buddy Holly review, come on, that's good stuff. It's going to be at Azalea Park on the 23rd, 1 p.m. to 3, I think they go. The four-piece Buddy Holly Review recreates the music of Buddy Holly and the Crickets in a fun, lively show featuring blistering renditions of some of rock's greatest songs. The band also covers songs by artists from the same era, such as Bill Haley, Elvis Presley, and Johnny Cash. All right, that's going to be happening up this weekend, Sunday at Azalea Park. Chetco Community Public Library at 405 Alder Street in Brookings is presenting a monthly climate change action meeting. This is coming up on the 26th. From 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Shannon Souza, sustainability consultant and contractor, will discuss climate change mitigation and adaptation through distributed energy generation systems. Shannon is a board member and policy chair of Oregon Solar Energy Industries Association and Oregon's 2019 Engineer of the Year. Okay, they also have another thing going on. We'll be building partnerships for older adult behavioral health. This is coming up on June 27th. At the community library at 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This event is for seniors age 60 and older. Join the South Central Coast Older Adult Behavioral Health Initiative and other seniors to talk about what it takes to stay in your home. Learn about resources and information on this topic and share your experiences with others. This is presented by Oregon Health. And I got through that one all right. I thought all them big words was going to get me on a Monday, huh? Yeah, I was scared too. All right, hey, a 2019 Jed Smith Mountain Men Tall Trees Rendezvous is coming up here at the end of the month, June 28th through July 5th. It's time for the 41st annual Jed Smith Mountain Men Tall Trees Rendezvous at the Del Norte Gun Club in Smith River, California, an event that brings black powder shooters and their families together from all over. This Mountain Man Rendezvous is held at Del Norte Rod and Gun Club, 1.5 miles up Rowdy Creek Road in Smith River. They have a variety of camping types available along with Trader's Row. There will be shooting competitions for men, women, and youths ages 5 years and up. Spectators are welcome to come visit the encampment and wander through Trader's Row. You will see campers dressed in the clothing and engaging in the handicrafts of the Mountain Men era. Come and see how people used to live and work at the Jed Smith Mountain Men Tall Trees Rendezvous. For registration forms and more information, you can call Brian Scott at 707-954-6032. Trapper John at 707-722-4259 or Joyce Lockhart at 707-458-3585. All right. Yeah. And hey, McMillan Art Gallery Gift Shop. They're doing a Christmas in July tent sale. This is coming up next month. Well, actually, it starts June 29th at the end of the month, and it goes to July 7th. McMillan Art Gallery is at the border across from the inspection station, and everything in the tents will be on sale from 30 to 50% off. Woohoo! Christmas in July. There we go. And hey, Relay for Life in Crescent City. They're looking for cancer patients and Relay for Life participants to march in the 4th of July parade. To sign up, you can contact Chelsea at 707-951-9154 or Devin at 707-954-6769. And then this is a little ways out, but I might as well say something about going on here since we got a little bit of time. The 5th Annual Rogue River Triathlon, triathletes training together from bridge to bridge. This is going to be happening August 3rd, Saturday, August 3rd, at Agnes RV Park in Agnes, Oregon. Time of the event is at 9 a.m. Here's what they say. The 5th Annual Rogue River Triathlon event is a nonprofit community fundraiser to promote health and wellness throughout Curry County, and it's scheduled for Saturday, August 3rd. The event is a sprint format variation with a half-mile swim with downriver current, a 5K run, then a 12-mile bike ride along the gorgeous Rogue River in Agnes. So you got donations from 35 to 75 guarantees each participant a place in the event, and also reserves a commemorative t-shirt for each on that day. Prizes first, second, and third place each for men, women, and teams. A celebration will follow with food and refreshments, as well as a raffle drawing of several desirable items to win. All donations to benefit the Agnes Volunteer Fire Department and the Agnes Community Library. For more events, details, and registration is online at www.roguerivertri.com. All righty, we're getting there towards the end here. Flying fickle finger fate from the producer, and hey, just in time, ran out of all the material and everything like that. So hey, I just want to say, I don't know if we mentioned it too much last week, but I want to hope everybody had a great Father's Day, all you fathers out there and everything. And yeah, be the insider of Southern Oregon. I wrote a little poem there when my pop passed away. Oh shoot, about 2009. He's been gone for about 10 years now, and right after he passed away, I wrote a poem called My Dad is Superman, and I put it in the insider every Father's Day month. So there we go. Hope you enjoy that. Want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Ray Gary, for all their great work, making us look good and sound good on the radio. And that's it. Got no more. Want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on the station that has the pulse of Brookings Harbor, KCIWLP 100.7 FM. And tune into the Magical Musical History Tour this week as I set the spotlight on the late, great Ray Charles. Oh, that's a good one, too. I just listened to it last night. See schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including the Insider Report on kciw.org. Till next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis, and we're minus Cat Temple. She'll be back in a couple weeks. I'll be signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey, we'll see you out there. Bam! All right, got a bam from everybody else. Thank you.
Music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.